everybody. Do you know that every good and perfect gift comes from above? Every good and perfect gift comes from heaven. So every good and perfect gift doesn't come from us, doesn't come from anybody else, doesn't come from anywhere else except from God in heaven. If you've got love in your heart, then it's from heaven. If you've got food in your cupboards, it's from heaven. If you've got a job, it's from heaven. We might think it's because of us, but it isn't. Every good and perfect gift comes from heaven, comes from God. And if we know that, then we can thank him and worship him for everything. And we have one life to live. And are we living it? We can live it with God. One life to live. Are you living the life, the one life that you've got to live? Are you living it? You can live the life God wants you to live. It's your choice. I'm just going to read from Luke chapter 19. Jesus comes to Zacchaeus' house. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich, and he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore it fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. So, Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for the gift of Jesus, and we thank you for the gift of our lives. And we pray, Holy Spirit, that you will just speak to our hearts today. And, Father, I pray for each one of us here that our hearts will be open to receive from you, that our minds will understand what you are asking us, each one of us, Lord, in our own lives, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. When we look at Zacchaeus, it says that he was a chief tax collector. So he had he was in a high position in society. And it said he was a rich man. So in one way, he had everything. In one sense, he had everything. He had the position and he had money. So he had power. And in another way, he was comfortable because he didn't lack money. So he could feed himself and look after himself and do what he wanted. So he was comfortable. And he had a reputation, whether that was a good one or a bad one. But obviously people saw him as the chief tax collector. And some people probably would have had to respect him for that. But maybe his reputation wasn't very good. And it said that he was small in stature. So he was kind of a small man. But actually, it says that he wasn't satisfied. He wasn't satisfied with his life. You know, he had money and riches, and he had a position in society, yet he wasn't satisfied. And he heard that Jesus was coming through his town, through his street in Jericho. Jesus was coming. And it said that he wanted to see him. He desired to see him. He longed to see him. He wanted to see who this Jesus was. And at this point, Zacchaeus probably would have heard about Jesus. He would have heard about who he was, what he did, you know, all the healings and all his teaching and how everybody followed him and were interested in who he was. And so Zacchaeus, he wanted to see who this Jesus was for himself. And it said there was a crowd. And because he was small, he struggled to think he could get to Jesus that way. I mean, in a funny sort of a way, if you're small, it's quite easy to get through a crowd. If you've ever been in a crowd, especially if you're a child, if you've ever been in a big crowd anywhere and you see children, you know, it would be easy in one sense. And you see the children just going through the crowd, they find it easy to go through the crowd. But actually, Zacchaeus probably didn't want even to be in the crowd. He wanted to go and see Jesus for himself. And it says that he actually went around the crowd and he ran ahead. He ran ahead to see Jesus. He made a plan to go and see Jesus for himself. It says he ran to see Jesus. He ran ahead. And it says he climbed a tree, a sycamore tree. And I was thinking about this and thinking, it's quite funny really, isn't it? Thinking about this guy. I mean, you know, as a child, you might have climbed a tree. You know, girls and boys climb trees. But I thought Zacchaeus was a grown man. He was a man of reputation, you know. He had a position. And, you know, the kind of clothing they would have worn in those days probably wasn't very practical for climbing a tree. But it says he climbed this tree. These things, actually, he didn't care. It didn't stop him. In his heart, he wanted to see Jesus. So he was up this tree, and it says that Jesus came along, and he walked along, presumably surrounded by the crowd. But this is Jesus, you see, whether you're there physically or not, Jesus sees you. He sees your heart, and he would have seen Zacchaeus. He knew Zacchaeus was in that tree. I mean, I don't know whether the tree was in bloom or blossom or whatever. So he might not have been able to see him actually physically, but Jesus knew he was there. He knew he was in that tree. And actually, when Jesus got to that tree, it said he stopped at that place and he looked up. And he said to Jesus, and Jesus said to Zacchaeus, he called his name. He said, "Zacchaeus," he said, "come down, quickly come down. I want to stay at your house today. I must stay at your house today." And that's Jesus. He knew Zacchaeus' name. He called his name. He knew where he was. He knew his heart. He knew that he was longing to see him. And he said to him, quickly, he said, with haste, he said, "Come down, hastily, come down." And so Zacchaeus came down. Jesus said, "I must come to your house today. Stay at your house today." And Zacchaeus' response was, he came down. He came down quickly. And Jesus came to his house. He came into his house, into his home. And actually, he was judged for it. Well, actually, Jesus was judged for it. The people, it said, they said, "See that Jesus? See what he's done? He's gone into that house of a sinner." You know, so they judge Jesus. They don't know who Jesus is. You know, they don't know that's where Jesus belongs. That's what he came for. It says he came to be with sinners, you know, those who are lost and those who need God. Yet the people said, "See where he's gone." Because Jesus is holy, they think he wouldn't be with those kind of people. But we need to understand that's why he came. He came for us sinners, for every one of us. And because Zacchaeus knew he needed God, he came into his house. And it says that Zacchaeus received Jesus joyfully. And that's what Jesus wants us to do, to receive him joyfully into our hearts and our lives. You know, he doesn't want you to receive him reluctantly. You know, you might be forced to go and hear about Jesus. You might be forced to go to church. But it's like Jesus wants you to receive him joyfully. You have to understand he loves you as a sinner. And he wants you to receive him joyfully. You see, Zacchaeus, he knew that his life was nothing. He had everything that, you know, this earth could provide for him. But he realized that he had nothing, actually. And he saw his need for Jesus. And at that point, when he was in his house, Zacchaeus stood up and said, "Look, Jesus." He was a rich man. He said, "I'm going to give half of my money away to the poor, my riches away to the poor." And he said, "If I've robbed anyone or wronged anyone, then I will repay them four times as much, repay them back." I mean, and that's his repentance. That's the curse. That's what he did. Obviously, money and his position was a big thing to him. And that is his sign of repentance, was to give his money away, to give his riches away, and to do the right thing, to make right what he'd done wrong in his own life. So if we think about Zacchaeus and for ourselves, we might be like Zacchaeus. If you think about Zacchaeus, how do you feel? You know, you might have, you know, everything that you think you need. Or you might not, actually. You might not be satisfied with this life. You might feel small and worthless. You might feel like nothing. But you see, we have a choice. Do we stay with what we've got? Or do we choose to run ahead to look for Jesus? It's a choice. We choose to find Jesus, and that means to plan it. You plan whether you go and meet Jesus. You don't just think, oh, he'll come to me. I'm sat here. You come to me, Jesus. Well, actually, Jesus sometimes does that. But if you desire him and long for him, if you run ahead and plan to meet him, in whatever way that means to you, you know. And Jesus, actually, he knows where you are. He knows your heart. He knows what you're longing for. And he will come to you and stop at that place where you are. And he will ask you to come quickly. Come quickly to him and receive Jesus joyfully. And he might even call you as you receive him to do something dramatic. You know, if you have lots of money, he might say, right, okay then. Give your money away. And that's a challenge, isn't it? But actually, when you've found Jesus, you realise that your money isn't actually anything. It's not worth anything. And actually, it's a gift from him anyway. It's a gift from him. And he can give you everything that you need. Before, we're just going to give it, we'll give an opportunity for us to respond shortly. But before that, I was just thinking how... about this idea of the tree. You know how Zacchaeus went to this tree, the sycamore tree. And I was thinking, I wonder if he'd been up that tree before. If it was a place where he'd been before. Maybe it was. He might have gone up that tree when he wanted to hide, maybe. Or maybe when he wanted to watch the people, he could have climbed that tree. And I was thinking how when, I don't know about you, but when I was younger, how I used to go to my friend's house, who lived a couple of hundred yards down the road, and in their back garden, they had this, it was like a cherry blossom tree, and it was absolutely huge, but we used to climb this tree quite often. We used to climb right up as far as we could go, and even onto the roof of other places, but we'd go to the tree, and I remember, if you've ever climbed a tree, it's a funny feeling being in the top of a tree. And I remember like looking out of the tree, and you can see, I could see my own house. And I remember looking and seeing our house and in our rooms. And I remember looking in the windows, and it's an interesting feeling, sort of like looking out of a tree. And I just feel God today is challenging us, you know, about our trees. Where do we live? What are our trees that he's asking us? To come out of those trees, to come quickly, to make haste out of these trees. And for you, it might be a tree of comfort. Maybe there's a place in your life where you find comfort from something that actually is not good. And Jesus is saying to you, come quickly away from that. Come to me. And you might see a certain thing in your life, or like a tree, as a hiding place, a place where you hide. I mean, that might be your workplace. It might be a place where you hide. That might be your tree. Or the tree could be a place of escape. Where do you escape to? Or could be even something like where you're in control. This is my tree. This is where I go. This is what I do. I'm in control. It could be any of these things. And today, I feel like God wants to challenge us, actually, to take the axe and to cut down that tree. Do you think you can do that? Now, that's a challenge, isn't it? You know, it takes courage to do that, because those secret places, those safe places, you might feel, imagine you cut down a tree and it's gone. I mean, our neighbour actually planted a tree and it grew, and we watched it grow and blossom, and we actually enjoyed the benefit of that tree by sitting under it. And then one day he cut down the tree and we kept looking, and it was devastating. We think, oh, the tree's gone, you know. But actually, this tree that God's challenging you to come out of, come down from, is somewhere where he wants you to be free from. That could be a place of anywhere else, like even something in your heart, you know. There might be bitterness or anger in your heart. And Jesus wants you to take that axe of repentance today and have courage to take that axe. And it's a choice, you see. We have a choose to live the life that God wants us to live, and to be challenged to do those things. And for ourselves, are we willing to take that axe of repentance and say, Lord, I repent of this, I repent of that, this relationship. He might even challenge you to leave your workplace. If that's the place where you hide, in a wrong place, or a place where it's a dark place, where God wants you out, or if there's a place in your life where you're in control and you know you need to let go and come out of that tree. So I'm going to pray now. And Martin, come forward. Is it all right? So Father, I just pray for each one of us now here. We just thank you for your love, Father. And Father, we thank you for the gift of Jesus. Jesus, we thank you that you give every good gift from heaven, and everything that we have that is good, Lord, is from you. And we thank you for the gift of our lives, Lord, and that we have our life to live. We have one life to live. And I pray, Father, that you will help each one of us to live the life you've given us to live. Let us not settle for second best or third best or fourth best. I pray, Father, that each one today will make that choice, like Zacchaeus, that we will run ahead and say, Lord, I want to meet you. I want to see you. I want to follow you. I want to know you. I want to know the purpose you have in my life, for my life. And I pray, Lord, for each one, that the people today will have courage. Holy Spirit, I pray even now that you will just speak to people's hearts. Whatever those things are, Lord, they might be physical, practical, emotional. Holy Spirit, I pray, Lord, that you will give us courage, Lord, to take that axe of repentance and that turning towards you to set and bring us freedom, Lord, as we step out of those trees in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord. Okay, that we need to respond now to God. I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen. I've seen this meeting happen already in a vision. Up to now, exactly what I've seen in the vision has happened. The next bit that I saw, I don't know how it's going to happen. I just saw bodies filling this room. Our bodies laid out before God. Not on our backs, actually, but on our fronts. I don't know how the Holy Spirit's going to do that, but he is. We need to respond now to what the word of the Lord has spoken. Today is a day of repentance and a day of revival for you and me. The presence of God is here. And maybe you should come to the front quickly out of your tree and do whatever you want the Holy Spirit to do for you. Speak to the Lord. But if God's spoken to you now and you've heard him speak to you and you're challenged about this, then you do what Margaret said, do what Jesus said through Margaret. You come quickly, quickly out of your tree. You come to Jesus today, who is in this room right now. He's here. And you do business with him. You speak to him. Don't be in the crowd and let him pass by. You run ahead. Run ahead. And you get to Jesus and cry out to him that you don't miss this. Some of you have waited for this for years. Do not miss this. This isn't an orchestrated thing. This is Almighty God. And the restore factory settings is going to happen in your life right now, today. Just no talking. Silently come to God. No talking while the chairs are moving. Respect the presence of God, and the fear of God is here. I am trembling here, stood here, with the fear of God, honestly I am. Almighty God is here, and I'm not worthy to stand up here, so I can't stand very long. So I'll just appeal to you for a moment more, and then I'll be on the deck with you. If you're wise, if you're humble, if you hear God, then get out of your seat now and get to the front and get right with Jesus. If you don't feel it, that's even more reason to do it. If you're out on the edge of this crowd, don't push through the crowd. Climb a tree, run ahead. Beg Jesus to notice you. He's got to come to your house. He wants to come to your house today and change everything and transform everything so that you give your money away and live a different life. This is your opportunity now to come to the Lord. Salvation has come to this house today. And you can kneel anywhere, there's no more room at the front, but you can kneel at the back. But I encourage you to get down before God. I encourage you to kneel and to cry out to God yourself and meet Him. Meet Him now, meet Him where you are. Put the axe to that tree. Put the axe to it today.